Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How do chefs do it?
I don't know.
I was making a salad and I was wrecked.
My kind of energy.
I was fucked. I was like, oh my God, my back hurts. Like, I don't want to have to keep doing this. I was mincing some garlic, like hand mincing it. I was like, imagine people who do this like for a living.
I couldn't.
I think it takes the fun out of food. You know?
That's very true, yeah. It would.
So what I'm trying to say is don't eat salad this 2021. Just order takeaway.
Leave the salads.
Leave the salads.
Salads out.
Salads out.
And you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. My name is Jean.
I'm Anna McCullough.
I think one of my New Year's resolutions is I'm going to do the whole, you know, like the way that they say, if you want to look more intelligent and you're struggling with the conversation, you're like, oh, what's the English word for it?
Like Hilaria Baldwin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a cracker.
She's off our fucking rocker.
Do you know what it is, right? I just think celebrity has gotten to a point where, like, they just don't care. Like, she knew people would figure that out.
How long has she gotten away with it, though?
She hasn't got... This keeps coming up, but it just got popularity again.
Okay.
This keeps coming up every so often. They're like, you're not Spanish.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Hilaria Baldwin, aka Hillary. Hillary Baldwin. Married to Alec Baldwin. She's a bit younger than him. She's a yoga instructor. They have like 100 kids.
Right.
And she just decided that she was going to be called Hilaria and say that she was from Mallorca. Like, fucking madness. There was madness, absolutely madness. And now she's coming out being like, I actually never said that. People assumed it.
Okay.
And what, you just never corrected them?
Mad.
Yeah, but like, there's all these clips of her being like, how you say in English? And she talks it like this.
But then there's Instagram vlogs of her going like, guys, I'm just like, she's from Boston.
Yeah. She's from Boston and she was a dancer. Like, and everyone's like, as close as she's getting to Latin culture is the fact that she danced to salsa a few times when she was younger.
Yeah.
So that is a good idea, though.
But it's good energy. I think we should use it going into 2021.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. You can be whoever you want to be.
Just make yourself out to be as interesting as possible. Even if it's a lie.
That CV.
Listen.
Fucking go for it. I read a statistics the other day, and it's women will only apply for a job if they meet 100% of the requirements. So say if they've job description duties. Women will only actually apply if they meet 100% of that. Men will apply 40 to 60% if they match it.
Oh, wow. So they just lied for the rest of it.
They'll just be like, I can do it.
I can relate, because if I read a job description, I'm like, oh, I can't do that. So I just, like, that's it. It's gone.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I don't know what that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there you go.
I think 2020 changed the game. I think just fucking, let's just do what we can now.
So I mean, I'm like, just absolutely rally it out of it. Why don't you be like, what would I be? Carlita.
I'm Hennifer.
You're Hennifer Lopez. Hennifer. Hi, I'm Hennifer Hatton.
Hennifer Hatton. Yeah, definitely.
That's our big energy.
Yeah, I like it.
So Jen,
should be a bit more fun going into 2021, you know, like, just entertain yourself.
Yeah. For sure.
Entertain yourself. Well, this episode is all about resolutions. And obviously around this time of year, we all kind of set out to, you know, stop smoking, lose weight, drink more water, all this sort of crap that we never stick to.
Who started it?
So, the Babylonians.
Ads of Babylon.
The Babylonians, about 4,000 years ago, they started making promises to their gods at the start of each year that they'd, like, return borrowed objects or pay their debts. And, you know, then the Romans wanted to make promises to their god Janus. Or Janus. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, what...
I'd say it was Janus. Hilaria.
For whom the month of January is named. Then you have the medieval people. They made a vow at the end of each Christmas season. It was all years ago. And it's just after fucking growing a pair of legs.
As they say. And now we're here.
And here we are.
And here we are.
And now it's come down to giving up an old fag.
Yeah, now it's... Yeah. Yeah, I know. I literally just Googled it there. And it was like Forbes was like, here's the top four things.
Mm.
For financial, like, your four resolutions. And, like, I was, like, reading it. And, like, it doesn't... I'll read it here to you. And it, like, just doesn't... To me, personally, I'm just kind of like, how does this make sense? So, okay. Like, there are four tips to get financially healthy.
Okay.
Commit to getting your finances on track.
I mean, goes without saying.
Yes.
How do I do that, Forbes?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it's like, after the years we've experienced, what better time to find your path to financial health than in 2021? The first step is the hardest, and if you're still reading this article, you've already completed it.
Okay, yeah? So it's literally saying, okay. I commit, is it?
Yeah, okay. I commit.
I commit.
I commit.
Hi, I'm Jen. I have money with... I have a problem with money.
I commit. And I commit. The second is organise your net worth.
Okay.
And it's like, list out all the places that you've money, right? This is what cracks me up. So it's like, list out all the places that you've money, all your different bank accounts, your 429Ss, I'm guessing that's like an American thing, like your pension, all that other kind of crack. Then move on to like your house, car, jewellery, anything else that has value. And then do the same thing with your debts. And it's like, list each account, the value for your credit cards, student loans, mortgage, all this other crack. This is your liabilities. Subtract your liabilities from your net worth and you have a snapshot of your financial health. Is that... I don't... What? Like, so...
I suppose if your debt is less than your net worth, you're doing all right.
Yeah, but I'm like... Again, I'm not learning anything from that. Yeah. Like, you know you're in debt if you know you're in debt.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of way, I was like, okay, that's still not telling me... Like, it's not saying 50% of your whatever should look like this. Or, do you know? I'm like, okay, whatever. Okay. And then set your goals. That's the next one.
God damn it, Forbes.
I know.
It's literally talking to the millionaires, though, isn't it? It's not like, I don't talking know to
Jen and
Carla from
Dublin. Jen and Carla from Dublin, Ireland.
Yeah.
It's like many see this and their eyes start to glaze over because financial goals are obvious, right? Spend less and save more. But a true financial plan includes your life goals.
Mm.
How do you know how much to save if you don't know what you're saving for? Oh, God. That's just... It's a lot.
Yeah, fuck off. Forbes.
1 year, 3 year, 5 year goal, list them and how money can help you obtain them.
Yeah.
Well, that might be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth is record your budget.
Oh.
I don't want to.
If you see this on money diaries and recording your budget, then... Oh.
We did say we'd do a money diary.
I know, but it gives me the ick. Like, I just don't want to admit. Like you said yesterday, Revolut giving you a fucking show rate of your spending in 2020 should be a hate crime.
Yeah, it should be like a read that was rude.
Like Revolut.
Like I was like Revolut.
I tap you for coffee. Like fuck off.
There's no need for you. There's seriously. Literally no need for you. And it was like you and Tom have created whatever amount of things transfers between each other. I was like, yeah, well, obviously, and it was like that. It was like your biggest, your most repeat vendor was Just Eat, and I was like, I was like, yeah, well, you're hardly like. You're ordering from Just Eat more than you are ASOS, do you know?
It's sustaining you.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you now. I know, but I was surprised. I was surprised some of the things weren't higher. Some of the numbers weren't higher.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then save somewhere, anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, we did a savings episode.
Thanks for your big, massive knowledge there, Forbes.
Forbes, thank you.
You're a gem.
I feel really healthy now financially.
Yeah, I feel pumped. Come here, have you got any New Year's resolutions?
So I saw this, actually somebody said it as well, and I saw a few people say this. I'm not going to do resolutions because I don't believe in them. I will do intentions.
Mm.
But I think it's very tough because we're still kind of in this weird...
Oh, such a limbo, isn't it?
Yeah, like nobody knows anything.
Where we're going to be.
Where we're going to be, how we're going to get there, how we're going to do any of this kind of crack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is difficult. I've written down my three main manifestation goals.
I was gonna say this year, especially because we're starting in such a limbo, would be a good time to do like an intentions or even a vision board for the next 5 years.
Yeah,
that would be.
Yeah.
Because I was saying as well, I'm not going to set resolutions because they just, I never stick to them. But I'm toying with the idea of doing a vision board now instead.
Yeah.
Do you know? And then looking at it at the end of the year and just going, oh.
Yeah, because that's another thing. I think it's interesting to like, I think what I will do is I'll make a list of things because it's good to look back.
Because
I think what happened this year is like, and it was, we had to, like as part of like a review, like our year end reviews and stuff and work, you have to do a self-assessment.
Oh God.
Oh God. It is the worst thing in the entire world.
That's like doing a CV and talking about yourself 10 times 1,000.
It was so funny looking at what I thought the start of the year would be versus now. Like how everything, like everything that I had planned to work on and everything that I had planned to do literally just went down the gap. I was like, ah, lol, that doesn't make sense. Lol, that doesn't matter. Lol, can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit show for everyone.
Shit show. Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of like a difficult thing. But I do, it, in another way, it was just, it was more funny rather than anything else. I think I'd look, like, I think me and you have already talked about like what we want for the podcast.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to put that down and then see if we actually do any of those things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
That'd be a good one. You know,
we want new artwork. It's nothing major.
Yeah,
just in case you are wondering.
Want to do a few other bits? Want to tighten up a few things?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm.
But it is. It's interesting.
Yes.
How about you?
No, like I said, I'm not going to say like resolutions. Now I am a fag smoker, so I'm going to try. Now I'm not. I'm actually not to the extent that I would have been years ago.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not. But I'm working on. I'm not going to like. Cut everything out. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna set myself, like, say now I smoke probably 6 a day, which isn't that much in the grand scheme of like a smoker. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people can smoke up to 25 a day or whatever. So I'm gonna do it that I only like take 4 out of the box, and that's me thing for the day, and do that for like. I'm gonna be generous to myself, like do it for 2 or 3 weeks, then take 1 out of it. So I've only got an allowance, and then hopefully we'll be down to. Do you know?
Yeah, like budgeting them.
Exactly. And then, like, the less and less it gets, then hopefully it'll just be like, oh, yeah, it's grand.
You're going to get a vape?
That kind of thing. I don't really know. You see, my whole thing, because I know the medical side of it, a vape, it's so fucking counterproductive. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You smoke more of it because you can do it indoors.
Yeah.
The whole thing about inhaling a substance into your lungs, it kills the cilia in your lungs. So if you imagine these little hairs on your lungs.
Mm.
They wave around if you're a non-smoker. If you don't smoke any sort of substance, they wave around. The minute you smoke something, inhale something down into your lungs, they die off. And they take a while to come back. But they still die off when you're vaping. So it's not really benefiting you in any sort of way. Not like in terms of breathing. You know what I mean? It's not really better than the other. It's still fucking up your lungs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, it's still not great.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't see the point. Like, I can see why people do it because it's less damaging with the char and the nicotine and all that kind of stuff, but...
Less addictive.
With me, it's more the hand-to-mouth thing anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's more the habit.
Look, for me, it's the break.
It's the enjoyment of it's just standing like, outside. Oh, the stress relief, yeah.
Yeah, you're just kind of like focusing on...
Although, I'd be scarlet smoking.
Yeah, me too. It's like, embarrassing.
I fucking hate smoking out in public. I'm like, this is disgusting. And I don't want people seeing me doing it.
Yeah.
We actually spoke about it. It was actually Joanne McNally had said, the Kardashians are big smokers. And I was like, what? She was like, yeah, but it doesn't fit in with their brands.
Gosh.
So they're heavy smokers.
Fuck off.
But it doesn't fit in with their brands. So you'll never see them smoking. But I was like, I get that because I smoke and I don't fucking like people seeing me smoking.
See, I know.
I'd be a bit scarlet. Like,
yeah, Chris and Scott, I know, smoke.
Yeah, no, Kim's and Chloe.
Yeah, well, I can tell Chloe. You can tell Chloe is. Yeah. I doubt Courtney is. I don't think she's.
No,
trying.
I don't think.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't even use fragrance in her deodorants. But she like they are, and then but they never let you know.
Fucking hell!
And I was like, I can totally relate to that because even when I say like I'm having a family day out, if I'm having a smoke, I'll always stand way back, obviously, like from the non-smokers or whatever. But I'll say, and it's not a vain thing, but you know when you know somebody follows you. You know, like when you spot somebody outside because they take a second look at you.
And you're like, oh,
and you're like, oh, fuck, they definitely follow me. And I'm here having a smoke and I'm just like, oh, I'm getting the ick with myself.
Yeah, you're literally like, oh.
Like, oh.
Yeah, that is one of those things you'd hate them. You'd fucking hate them to.
They don't care.
No, but at the same time, it's like getting caught, like.
yeah,
doing something
just,
else.
I don't fucking like drinking out of a brown bag or something. It's just that kind of feeling around it.
That's like, what I mean. I'm like,
yeah, I don't like it. I just want to be done with them now. And the fucking price of them. Like, I don't spend that much money on them. Probably buy them once a week.
Yeah, but they're still like,
they're so expensive. Ridiculous.
They're so saucy.
If we were like Greece and it was like 3.10 for a pack of 20, I'd be on 20 a day. Honestly, I would. But
see, the problem is it's the weather as well. So when it's warm and sunny,
that's it.
Want to have a little fagaroni?
When you drink.
When you drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're enjoying your life, essentially, you just want to relax and have a cigarette. Mm.
But that's going to be my way around that. Is just giving myself an allowance and gradually bring it down. But I'm not going to, like, put too much pressure. I'm not going to be like, right, I'm going to only have 3 a day for 4 days, and then after the 4 days I'm going to go down to 2 a day, because I can't stick to that. The pressure gets to me, and I just like and then I just cave and I end up going back to square one and forgetting about it altogether. So that's what I'm going to do with that. What else was I going to do doing it that way? I'd drink more water, I think. Oh, the Diet Coke as well, sorry, that's what it was, because I have to have a Diet Coke around me if I'm going to have a smoke. So I feel like the less I smoke, the less Diet Coke I'm going to have, because they two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You get me?
Do you know what weaned me off Diet Coke? Sparkling water.
Yeah.
Because it gives me the fizz.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's why, and now generally, like when I go to a restaurant, I'll always order a Diet Coke and a sparkling water, because otherwise I'll mill through the
Diet Coke. Yeah.
Diet Coke. I think there's a thing I retweeted, I'll get it out. It's actually quite funny. It's about the most intense kind of addict is a Diet Coke drinker.
Oh, really? I get that. I can relate. It's a lot. It's because people who drink, I call it fatty Coke.
Just full fat Coke. I know, me too. I'm like the fatty one.
The fatty Coke.
Yeah.
But when I drank that, I didn't drink as much of it. But Diet Coke,
Diet Coke, you literally mince through it. You're like,
because there's no aftertaste or anything like that.
I love it.
Do you know what scared me? What? I used to drink full fat Coke and say I'd be having me smoke. Hmm. But the aftertaste of the sugar turned me off smoking. So we switched to Diet Coke so that there was no way so I could smoke more.
I could smoke more.
Oh, stop.
Starting to get a read on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, bit of an addictive personality going on there. But that's one of my intentions for this year. But more so this year, I'm going to be doing like vision boarding. I would love to be at a certain place by the end of the year. Like housewives and, you know.
Yeah, I just said housewives and I was like, real housewife.
Yeah, Dublin County. Yeah, no, the vision board, and then we'll see where we are at the end of the year then, hopefully. You know?
Yeah, I think I want to set more intentions. One of the things is to be healthier.
Yes.
And I think that's really important, because a lot of people try to be like, lose weight, all that other kind of crap. I'm like, no, I actually just want to be healthier, like live a healthier lifestyle.
Mm.
Because it's only going to benefit me.
But sure, that's, and don't forget, like, listen to, if you're only started listening to us recently, or if you haven't listened to it yet, we did an episode with Ciara Conlon last year around this time about habits. And she has a book called Rise Before Your Bowl as well. It's a really good book. But it's like that, it's changing the small habits that will have a knock-on effect to the bigger ones. So like you're saying, instead of just saying losing weight, leading a more healthy lifestyle will probably have a knock-on effect with the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know?
That's what I mean. I was like, it's not going to be one of those things where, you know, when, like, I started jogging this lockdown, the October lockdown, I started jogging. And I was going grand with it. And I hate it. I've always hated running, no matter, like, when I was younger. I find it very boring.
Yeah.
I don't get the release that everybody else gets from it. I find it really hard to stick to it because I don't find it enjoyable.
It's not pleasurable for you.
No, it's just not one of those things where there is, you know, like, see, treadmills and all that crack. I never got, like, I go on the bike, no bother, but I never understood. I was like, this is so boring.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just jogging doesn't do anything for me. You know, and like Ray loves a hike and Tom loves a walk and all that. And I'm like, I don't see the enjoyment. Okay. I just don't get it. Like a hike the odd time, I'm like, yeah, this is good. But I'm just not one of those. Right. So I started anyway. I started the jogging. It was grand. I was doing it for like around 2 weeks. Can't remember what happened. Straight back out of it.
Right.
And I remember the night that I started, it was pissing rain. And I quite enjoyed that part.
Oh.
Because I kind of liked coming back filthy.
Okay. You know, like, so that you could
saturated
get that,
and like
get in the shower,
get to the shower, cozy. Yeah, get your hair, yeah, wash your hair, the whole thing. I was like, well, that's quite nice. But it's all those little things that I'm kind of like, okay, I want to introduce other things in. Like, I'm like, it's so mad looking at the start of lockdown. It was like, okay, home workouts. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to do this. We're going to be in the garden. We're going to have to be out. The minute that the sun is out, I'm going to be out in the garden. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a bike. I'm going to... None of these things happened.
None of them.
Yeah, so I think...
White Claws also came around that time.
Yeah, yeah, no, that really fucking sent me. That sent me in a spiral.
Seltzers were...
The seltzers were a thing.
Yeah, a thing.
Because it's funny, I was only talking about this over Christmas with a group of my mates. Like, this whole dry January thing, I'm so up for it if people want to do it, but, like, I don't drink enough to get the use out of it.
Yeah, oh, same. Yeah.
You get me? Like, I don't drink for a month and then I go absolutely rasher for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kind of...
That's just a normal month for you.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. And then I just kind of like, you know, like over Christmas, I was kind of like tipping into a few drinks and then I just went like 3 days hard at it.
Yeah.
And I'm still paying for it, but still recovering. And, but that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, we're about to go probably into the most miso January that we've ever been in.
Oh, God. It's already 84 months long. Yeah. January.
Yeah. It's going to be the new March. Do you remember March 2020? That fucking month went on.
Oh, sorry, we're going quiet here. We're having a moment of fucking silence.
I know, I'm literally
what's
like,
about to be?
Throwback.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, look, if you're, again, it is healthier for you. It's way better for you.
Mm.
Probably better for your mental health, everything else like that. But if it is one thing that, like, you don't really subscribe to, then don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Because I'm like, not everybody has to do this whole dry January. Do dry November or dry...
Do you know what? I'd actually love to be the type of person who has a glass of wine of a Friday.
I know.
And I don't. I never do. Because like you, I could go 9 months without drinking and then go rasher and just be in a horrible state, dying for the next 3 days, depressed out of my head because of the fear. Like, do you know... Whereas if I had, I'm sure if I built up an immunity to it, I'd probably be better.
Literally.
I could control myself a bit better.
Yeah, and that's what I'm like, this is very interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to. I might try that. That might be my new resolution.
There you go.
A glass of wine of a Friday.
Of a Friday.
Just for me.
Go on.
I like it.
See, I can have two.
I'm liking these resolutions.
And I'm going to drink wine.
Yeah.
And I'm going to smoke less. But then you're going to want to
I'm gonna drink
fag
wine.
With the wine. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe that'll be me treat of a Friday.
Of a Friday evening. Yeah. But yeah, I think intentions are more clever.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there's stuff that I want to... I don't want to depend on online shopping so much to kind of make me happy, which was my crutch for 2020.
That was your dopamine?
Yeah. Okay. That was literally my crutch.
Okay.
And it's difficult for me to actually even admit that.
Just concentrate on the house. That's something to go... Because one of my colleagues...
Jen, we've been at this now.
That I know, but you can't give up, right? Somebody put up a tweet the other day saying, and I know it's not the exact same thing, but it's like the metaphor is there. Somebody, you know the Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
That's 5 years old. Because he kept getting torn down because everybody said nobody's going to be that interested in chess. He got torn down by between 6 and 10 fucking things that he went to try and get the Queen's Gambit and the thing that everybody was like, no, no, no. And basically the message of it was, don't be giving up.
Yeah. No, look, I'm not going to give up, but I think it's just like the more I learn about the property market, the more dismal it's getting, even with the new help to buy schemes that they're after coming out. Literally the only people that they help are landlords, high earners, not even high earners. They just fuck everybody if you're not like, they just help landlords. Like, they're literally just going to shove up the prices of new builds, which is going to shove up the prices of everything else.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'm looking in an area that is, I think there's only two or three areas that have gone up in price rather than down. Because it's funny, if you actually compare the market all over Ireland, house prices did drop in 2020, just not in the areas that I want to buy a house in.
Which is typical.
Yeah, which is absolutely typical. And that's what I mean. I'm like, it's just kind of getting to the point, like, we've been approved. We're about to lose our first approval because we've been approved for so long we haven't found a house. And this has been something that we've been banging on. And at the start, we were put off. Like, we had our first meeting back last January and then COVID happened and all that other kind of cracks. So we were pushed back. And they were kind of here. And it's like, it's honestly, it's fucking old news to me at this point. You know, when you're just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well. And it's very hard to, like...
I know,
need to pull myself out of it. Yeah, but I'm like, it is just very hard sometimes where you're just kind of like... And I remember specifically on this podcast this time last year. And I was like, I'll be in a house by the end of next year. And that hasn't happened. And it's difficult to try and... And it's funny with a lot of other people's resolutions. They're like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And absolutely won't happen and hasn't happened. So I don't want to curse myself either.
Yeah.
By being like, I'm going to definitely be in a house by this time next year.
I think you will. I think I you hope need I will,
but I'm not going
to
settle either. Like, and that, I think that's been the big thing, is that like it'd be very easy for me to go and do a rush job on it now.
Yeah.
Or do a rush job on it when we first got approved. And then when it came down to it, you know,
hated the house then, or
yeah, just yeah. or hated the house, or the bidding was a shit show, or any of that other kind of crack. Like,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's in another way. I'm like, I've gotten good experience from it.
Yeah,
because I'm not so nervous to do that process because mm-hmm. I've done it, done the bidding. Done the fighting with auctioneers. I've done, you know, that kind of crack. I've done all of those, like, waited for a house, thought it was my absolute dream boat of a house because it went up last year and then it came down and then it went back up and I was like, oh my God, I need to get in. When I viewed it, I hated it. You know what yeah, I mean? And I was yeah. like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, what was wrong with me? Do you know? And I remember that was a real big one because I was like, Tom was like, oh, I don't like it and you don't like it either. And I was like, so we're not bidding on it. And he was like, no. And I remember I was like, am I about to let this happen?
Yeah.
A house
yeah.
that I had in my head.
Okay, yeah.
That was going to be my perfect gaff until I got there and I was like, no.
Yeah. I get you.
In that kind of way. So I'm like, I don't want to go through all that again.
Well, you do need to get motivated as well. And I know it's very disheartening and I'm sure I'll experience it all as well. I'm just, a colleague of mine turned around earlier on and she was like, oh, I was just fucking thinking there's actually nothing to look forward to. And then I was like, oh no. And then I thought about the fact that, well, like, because I'm kind of all... like, oh, I'm going to be getting a house this year. Like, no matter what.
Yeah.
I probably fucking will sell, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think,
But that was like, that's my thing to look forward to. And it actually gave me a really big boost.
Yeah. And I think it's funny because I had this conversation with my friend yesterday. We were chatting about, she's been single for a good while. And she was like, one of the things that I like about being single, or one of the things that's gotten me through, is the fact that I'm like, some of the best things...
Are yet to happen
for me. Like,
yeah.
you know, our first trip and, you know, all those other... And I was like, that's actually a lovely way of thinking about it. And she was like, you know, our first, you know, getting engaged and, you know, picking a wedding venue and then getting married. And she was like, because that's something I want. And she was like, or then, you know, buying a house together. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
That's actually a lovely way of looking at
that.
Yeah,
I was like, that's actually a nice way of thinking about it. She was like, that is quite exciting. She was like, and if I decide I do want a baby, like, that'll be so exciting. And I was like, ah.
That is nice.
God bless.
Yeah. I actually saw a TikTok video before of a fella and I was kind of, you know, just scrolling, not really thinking, not like no emotion there at all.
Yeah.
And he came on and he was Irish. I think he was Irish. And he was just like, no matter what way you're feeling, you might be feeling shit, you might be feeling great, no matter what, just remember that today is going to be the best day of somebody's life. And that's something to be happy about. Like, somebody in the world is having the best day of their life. And that is a lovely thought.
I know, and I do. I always think of that. I'm like, I wonder who's, like, there's people out there that are, like, just having the best time.
Yeah. It's great. Like, it is nice too. Yeah. I do think you need to be in the right frame of mind to be happy for them as well, though.
Sure. And, like, isn't it Bob Ross, you know, the painter?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he say that it was real sad because it was just around the time that his wife had died. And he was like, I think you have to have a little darkness to appreciate the light.
Yeah.
And he was like, painting, putting shadowing in. And he was like, but it is true. I'm like, you can't really appreciate the good times.
No, you can't.
Unless you're going to go through the shite times, you know?
Absolutely.
So you're not going to appreciate that first steak in a restaurant with no mask on.
No.
Unless you have to wear the mask in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So let's get into the... You put up a box, Carla?
I did indeed.
About New Year's resolutions. So, oh, I like this one.
What is it?
My New Year's resolution is to support more Irish creators and artists as much as I can.
Sorry, that's another thing.
That's a lovely one.
That's another thing that I was going to say earlier. The gyms are closed, so yeah. I'm going to use half of my gym membership to subscribe to Patreons.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Yes, that is nice.
To try a few and see if I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I
decided I'm
going to
do.
That is actually a really nice one. And it is a nice thing to do. And I'm not even trying to plug our, like, obviously we have our Patreon and
have our
loyal listeners on here. And obviously we get ad revenue from every listen. And thank you so much. And all that sort of stuff. But it is nice that somebody's consciously going out of their way to
do that.
Just say, I'm going to support them. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, whether it just be a view or like a comment or a bit of interaction or whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's nice. Thank you.
That is very cute.
On behalf of Irish creators, I thank you.
Yeah, on behalf of Irish creators, I like that.
Yeah.
This probably isn't what you're looking for, but I've decided this year, New Year's resolution isn't to take away from myself. Example, no drink, no shit food, but what I can do for myself. I'm going to try to tick off all the things I have avoided. I've booked my dentist appointment that I've avoided for years, started driving lessons, booking my smear test. I just turned 25. We all think of self-care as doing a face mask and a hair mask and disregard the above as too expensive or take too much time. But in fact, these are things that we have to do to take care of ourselves. Again, that's probably pure depressing, but that's my take on New Year's.
I like that.
I like that because that was one of the things before this lockdown. I got my hair done. I got my brows done. I got my waxing. I got everything done. Got my nails, everything else like that to sit at home. But it made me feel better.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that's for me. And the dentist thing, I did it last year where I ended up spending that cool week where I ended up spending like $2,500 in a dentist because I had put it off for so long.
Yeah.
But it's those little things like going to the doctor and they are real like, oh, I'm so glad I did that for me.
Yeah.
Or like making that appointment and being like, great, okay.
No, you do. You honestly want to give yourself a pat on the back for getting stuff like that.
We put it off because you just don't like, and that's another thing. Like, I definitely need to go back to the doctor, but I'm like, I just don't want to pay £60 for a fucking Zoom meeting.
Yeah. Oh, stop. £65 over the phone for me now.
Oh my God.
To get prescribed a pill that makes me depressed out my fucking head. Like.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Throw it in the bin. So, opposite of me. Somebody here said, to drink less in 2020. I am now a red wine connoisseur and an A1 mixologist. So I'll take your wine. It won't be red. Rosé, probably.
I like that.
I'll take yours.
Yeah, that's a good... Yeah.
In fairness, I do think I can put a lot of the fact that I don't suffer with my mental health or anxiety or anything like that down to the fact that I don't drink much.
Yeah, that could be it.
I do, because I had 2 glasses of wine on Christmas night and it was very antsy the next day.
Were you?
Yeah, now I couldn't be coping now.
Look at you on Christmas night.
Yeah, watching A Star Is Born.
Oh God, that's a fucking depressing movie.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good, it's very good. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Somebody here said, every year it's to lose weight, it never happens. See, this is the thing, you don't stick to it. I think people put too much pressure on themselves.
Yeah, and I think, like, there's people that are like, never miss a Monday. And then I've seen loads of other people be like, never start on a Monday.
Yeah.
Because a Monday, it's such a looming day to start. It's like, start on a Wednesday or start on a Saturday or start, like, just start some other fucking time. Because a Monday just holds too much kind of like, not negative emotion, but too much like of that kind of, oh, here we go, it's a Monday.
And then obviously, like, I'm sure and we want to do an episode on procrastination as well, but I think a lot of it, I've heard, like, it comes down to, like, not achieving your goals or not even starting them comes down to the anxiety of you not being able to achieve them in the first place, and that's why you procrastinate on them in the first place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You put too much pressure on yourself, whereas, like, if you make a tiny little change, like you said, change your lifestyle habits, that might be the knock-on effect. I'd say a good resolution would be to read... Like, isn't there a book? So, Ciara Conlon's book, Rise Before Your Bull, is all about creating good habits and kind of knocking old ones out. And Atomic Habits is another book that I always see recommended. Maybe make that your resolution. Read a book like that and just see how you feel about it. Or maybe apply one of the tips.
Yeah.
And see how you get on then.
Yeah.
Like, that's your resolution. It's not to lose weight. It's to read that and then see how you can apply it to yourself.
There you go.
That's Jen's words of wisdom.
Jen. For years it's been the same, lose the weight, get a stable relationship, yada yada yada. This year I finally did one. I passed my driver's test, which gave me so much confidence. I also lost 20 pounds, it can work, so I'm going to continue this year. Love the pod. Been on an episode binge the last 2 days. He kept me sane.
Aww, thank you so much.
The driving thing. I've said this before, haven't I, about people learning how to drive. I'm like, it's like probably one of the best things you can do for yourself.
Yeah.
Ever.
We had a whole episode on driving.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Carla.
Carla, are you there?
Wakey, wakey, hon.
Carla, are you right?
We are recording a podcast.
You are here right now.
Yeah. You're in the room.
You are in the room. But not only that, and I know it's shit because in Ireland it's like the price of fucking driving lessons, the price of insurance, the price of whatever else like that. But if it is something that will give you an abundance of independence, then absolutely go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Definitely. And like that has knock-on effects like with your confidence, and it can benefit you in other aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Relax. This one here says, relax expectations of myself. Don't need to be perfect 24/7. I'm the only woman that puts the pressure on. And that's a big thing. Because you have to remember, nobody thinks about you as much as you think about yourself. Nobody. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Not a bleeding fucking shinner.
No.
No. I think when it comes to stuff like that, it is really about like taking care of yourself, isn't it? Self-care aspect.
That's it. Exactly. I have, this is a four-parter.
Nope.
This year, I plan on shedding a few pounds. I always wanted big boobs. I'm now a 32E, but I'm 5'2", and I wore a dress I didn't wear in forever recently, and I was like, holy fuck, my boobs. I know this is probably a silly complaint to have. I believe I have a big belly too I need to get rid of, but January 2021, come at me. I'm also determined to pass my driving test.
Driving test comes up a lot.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I don't even know, can you get lessons at the moment?
I've seen, learner cars going around, both of them are wearing masks.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I would like to see it.
I've seen them. I have seen them.
There you go.
Give up the 2020 fags, lose the 2020 weight, shift to 2020 anxiety, and get rid of my cheating fella. Whoa, that is big energy. I would recommend getting rid of the fella first.
Yeah, start off with that.
Then have
that
a few
will kick
fags.
You, the heartbreak will kick you into not eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
I mean,
if you're anything like me, anytime I'm sad, I don't eat.
You'll probably increase the fags for a while,
mm-hmm.
which will help you lose the weight.
Yeah.
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 The anxiety, I think you might just go through the phases.
Well, I cannot remember if I said this maybe in last week's episode, but I saw something that was really interesting and it's made me think totally different about my anxiety. And it's that anxiety is there to protect you.
Oh yeah, it's to put your guard up.
So you've to register what it is and why it is.
Mm.
And it actually has helped me a lot more being like, right, this is something that's protecting my body and it's going to move through me.
Yeah.
For the time that it's supposed to move me through me for, rather than worrying about why you have it or worrying about worrying, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Won't help anything. Whereas if you just accept the fact, you're like, yes, it's here now. It is present. The Lord himself is in me, the vessel of Christ of anxiety is in me right now. It helps you like process it a lot more and like moves you a lot more. If you're somebody who suffers with nighttime anxiety, which is something that I get really bad with.
Yeah.
Have to say rescue remedy.
Okay, yeah.
It's done a lot for me. The nighttime rescue remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just a placebo effect, but it actually has worked a lot.
Listen, even if it's something is in your head and it helps you, fuck it. You know?
Exactly.
I would imagine once you get rid of the cheating fella, a lot of that anxiety, now I don't want to diagnose it or anything, but I'd say it will help immensely.
Yeah. And just remember, you're so much better off on your own rather than worrying about somebody else.
Yeah. You do you.
Worry about you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Another one here. I do them every year and they actually really work for me. I met all of my 2020 goals. Well, you're the only one, I'd say.
Exception.
I love it. I'm delighted for you.
Delighted for you.
Yeah.
Absolutely over the moon. I think, look, this time is going to be particularly difficult, isn't it? Because it's going to be this whole crack of...
Well, last year we had hope. This year people don't feel like they have any.
No, I know.
You know?
I know. It is. It's like...
It's a bleak start.
But at the same time, we kind of know what's happening now a little bit.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Like, it's not such a... Like, I remember the first time when they were announcing the level 5 restrictions, I was like, this is the worst ever. And then you just dealt with it. It was actually... Okay.
We said this, which episode did we say this in? Oh, I think it was last week when we were doing the roundup and we were saying the March one was kind of obviously excluding the people who were severely affected, the people who lost people, the people who lost their jobs. Obviously, I'm just talking about the general kind of population who knew that they still had a job at the end of mm-hmm. the day and weren't affected by losing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for those people, the first lockdown was nearly a novelty. Everybody was happy with their banana bread.
Yeah. You
know, get to work from home, play with the kiddies. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, so funny. My Zoom is on mute. You know, this kind of, like, all the jokes that were going around. Second one was just, I'm getting a bit sick of this. Third one, just like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Do you know? And the fact that we're in the third one now, and it's going into January, and it's just the start to, like, just try and keep your head up.
This is what I mean. I'm like, look, the good thing about it, though, is it's easier to, like, working from home. If you're working from home, you know the score now.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit better. Because beforehand, it was like, don't know my arse from my elbow. Don't know if I'm going to be productive. Don't know if I'm going to be too productive. Don't know if I'm giving too many hours. Don't know if I'm not giving enough hours. Don't know if I'm too available. Don't know if I'm not available enough.
Yeah.
Where there's this, it's like, okay, right, done that before. Have my setup. Have my ping on.
Yeah.
It'll be ready for me for Monday morning. You know, that kind of way, I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not this big kind of like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's not as unprecedented.
It's not, yeah, it's not.
fucking word.
Not fucking
unprecedented.
Rude. I gave up fast fashion online shopping last year and lasted a good way through the year. I'm 100% going to do it again this year. Even if I don't make the 12 months, it's a good place to start.
I like that.
That's really good. Thanks so much for the lols this year. You're a gas pair. Thank you.
Thank you. Every year I vow to get my shit together. It's yet to happen. I think that's most of us. You're not alone.
Nah.
100% not alone. I love I'm going to carry on because I'm the sassy bitch that I am. Thanks for the lols.
There you go.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I continue to be a sassy bitch.
Carry on to be the sassy. I love that.
I carry on to be the sassy bitch that I am. Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Big me energy. I've started to give a good old thing to my New Year's resolutions the past few years to make them more realistic and a bit more achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to say I've met my goals the last 3 years and against all odds this year too.
Wow. Well done.
I had two resolutions: to follow our dream to move to Vancouver Island from Vancouver and to get a new, better job. Happy to say we move on February 28th, right in time for everything to shut down. 12 weeks with no furniture and working from home all the while, talk about a test, but it all worked out. We have a grand life here now, lockdown aside, and I got away from my old toxic job and started a new one in August. I'll call that a win for my resolutions. Love the podcast, keep it up. Patreon in the new year for me.
Ah, lovely. That's great. I'm delighted for it. I love hearing somebody getting out of a shit job and going to a good one.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, there's nothing like, if you
it's
hate
such a
work,
big part of your life.
If you, like, some of my worst times, my most traumatic, like, depressive and anxious episodes have been
Got to do it with work. Mm-hmm.
So, like, that is, if you can fix that a little bit.
Yeah.
Then you're already winning a good bit there.
Well, it does have a big, now, I have always maintained that no matter how much of a shit day I have in work, I never bring it home. But I'm lucky in that it's just a retail job and I don't have to bring it home.
Yeah.
Whereas there's people who will, like, they're fucking at it 24 hours a day, and if it is a toxic environment, they end up bringing that home, and it's just such a big part of your, like, you spend more time with your colleagues than you do with your family most of the time.
I know.
You know, it's like,
you do have to protect
Henry
your time.
Ford has a lot to fucking answer for, to be honest.
Don't even
wanker.
Like, I know.
I'm pissed off.
Again, I'm annoyed.
I know. We're supposed to sleep when we want it. We're not supposed to have 8 hours sleep a night.
There you go.
Fuck off, Henry. Jesus. Somebody said exercise, trying to do it for years. Didn't do it in a pandemic when I'd nothing but time, so it's never happening. Well, I mean, never say never.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe in you.
Me too.
Yes.
I also believe in you.
Mm-hmm. Have you got another DM there? No? More on the box, right. Weight loss goal last year. I gained 3 stone. Fuck my life. But I passed college, qualified with a job, won, and I got my dream job. I like that.
Love that. A lot of people changed jobs this year, I feel.
Which is... It
great.
Didn't seem like that would be even an option for... Like, at the start of lockdown, you know when people were so unsure about... their careers and their jobs.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Like, an awful lot of it happened. Well, going by the responses that we get
mm-hmm.
about this year.
Yeah.
A lot of it happened.
Well done, still, all of you.
Which is great.
Can't stick to Annie because I'm an impatient Aries.
Yeah.
This year I'd like to stress less and be present.
I like that.
I like the be present
mm-hmm.
idea.
That's just be more spiritual.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing I actually meant to say about the Babylonians.
The Babylonians.
A lot of people on like their spiritual journey would say that it's got to do with, you know, like the last full moon of the year / decade, clearing out the old, starting with the new.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. That's another thing around resolutions as well. So there you go.
Yeah. See more people, travel more. Well, it's certainly to laugh more.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully. Get the fucking vaccine into me.
Mm-hmm.
Get it into me now. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple. If you fail, then pick yourself up and try again. Also, January is the worst month to start something new, so set a different one to start. Part two, that way you'll be more, you'll actually be more likely to succeed. That's from somebody. That's an interesting take on it.
That is an interesting take.
Yeah, there you go. Somebody here said, and I like this one, take more photos. I agree.
Yeah, I like that for a good few different reasons. Tom hates taking photos.
I forget to take photos.
And
because the last one that you said, I'm a bit too present. So I don't take photos. But it's barely any photos of Bobby at Christmas, which is a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, but it's, I think, though, it's more like the whole, like, take more photos. And then there's some people I'm like, you need to take less photos. But, like, But, like, with Tom, like, even with Tom, he hates photos.
It's all about quality rather than quantity, isn't it? Like, it's...
But then I'm like, when you're looking back...
It is nice to have loads.
Moments in time. Like, you're not going to have those moments forever.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends are the same. They hate taking photos. I'm like, you went from taking photos, literally, you couldn't walk out the door and fucking taking a snapping a selfie, to now that you're a bit more settled, you fucking hate it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we want to look back on these times
and
be like, do you remember that night? Or do you remember doing that? Or do you want to, like, do you remember these kind of things?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love looking back at, my mum has boxes of photos of, like, her, I mean, when they were all younger, you know, before they had kids.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Gas. All that kind of
stuff. And I love looking through them. I'm like, that was just a random, they weren't even drinking.
But
they
you're like, who's photos. That? Yeah, you're like, who's that? And you're like, oh, that's fucking Mad Bob. Do you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, he was a mad cunt, blah, blah, blah. All that kind of stuff. That's what I want. I want to be able to look back and be like, oh, look at that. That's gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and that's what I mean. I do understand, like, Tom's like, I fucking hate getting photos, hate looking about all that other kind of crap. And I'm like, yes, but when we're 100, we're not going to be like,
no,
oh, I'm raging.
State me in that. Take it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, exactly. God bless. We said we'd travel more this year before we started saving for a house. Joke's on me, ain't it?
Fuck.
And then she goes on to say, but 2021 is to be more present, appreciate time more, and self-love healthier and happier.
I like that.
Yeah.
Someone here said, need to save and learn how to drive, having two kids and walking is a nightmare. Happy New Year's, girls. Yeah, I would highly recommend learning how to drive. But like that, it's the freedom and the confidence that it gives you.
It does.
It's more than just being able to drive.
It is. It's about being more self-sufficient, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to rely on, you know, public transport or any of that kind of crack. Again, if you're somebody who has to rely on public transport, that's absolutely fine. And to be honest, public transport works for a lot of people. But it is something, especially with kids, it can just, like, if you want to go to the zoo and you live on the south side, it's so much easier for you to be able to just hop into the car and drive over.
Yes.
You know?
And knocks out, though, like, in fairness, sometimes I would opt, if I needed to go into town for a certain thing, the train. Door to door, fucking grand, don't need to find parking, all that bollocks.
Yeah.
It can be handy, but I do love having the option of driving.
Yeah.
I do. I have to say I do. Somebody here said, I'm 37 and I've never stuck with a resolution, so I'm not changing it up this year.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. I like fucking it. You do you. You stick to that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
You know. We're going to cut this short because we are about to record our Patreon episode, our roundup of the year, with none other than Ray O'Farrell.
I know.
Carla's dad.
He's after saying yeah.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
I know. He's so cute.
We will be back, obviously.
He's all nervous.
He's like, am I ready for my...
Send me on my script. He's not a fucking script.
He's so cute.
But he's also the kind of person, this cracks me up. I've talked about this before, where he does loads of, he's part of 1,000 groups and committees. This man has the most active social life for somebody well into his 60s.
He's always out.
He's flat out, like, unbelievable.
Out in the leaf,
flat out, that's sustainable, right, bopping around in the leaf. But he loves calling anything that's a video call a podcast.
Oh,
I'm actually going in to do my podcast now. I'm like, no, you're not, you're going in to do a fucking Zoom call.
Oh my God.
I'm actually going in to do a podcast tomorrow. I'm like, that's a Zoom call. It's not the same. It's not the same thing.
Like, I'm not going to be able to fucking cope with sitting down talking about the topics of 2020 with Ray for an hour without going.
I know, he's so cute. I'm like, well, the thing is, Jen.
He's so cute. I love him. Yeah, so set your intention. Read a book about habits. Do that if you do want it for yourself.
Yeah.
Just see how you feel about
it. Even an e-book.
Play a little bit. Yeah, exactly. An audio book. Fucking, you don't even have to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back during the month. We're planning on a lot of good content. So we have some good looking content
coming
in
January.
Happy New Year. All that anxiety and all that. Hope you're all keeping well. And
get a takeaway tonight. Yeah. We're actually recording this on New Year's Eve, by the way.
Yeah. That's the commitment we have. The
commitment that we have to you guys.
That we have to you guys. We hope you're keeping well. Happy New Year. And we will chat to you soon. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.